Mine now, still today, mine's dish rags. I use the same one, only I found the other day my little granddaughter lived here. You know these things they wash the windshields with?
Uh-huh.
It's covered with a little kind of a netting. Kind of a little plastic netting.
Yeah, I've seen that.
They use them in garages. And she threw one away and I found that's what I've been using the last 2 years. That's the best thing I ever knew. It's a sponge, you know. And it's covered with a little, I call it synthetic, but plastic, I guess, netting on the outside. That's the best thing I've ever used.
But that was different from what you'd use in the
the bathroom, you use towels.
Okay, a little thing.
Wash rags.
The turn on the water at the...
Well, it depended how rich you was. You'd have to haul it. Maybe you was lucky enough to have your water piped to your porch. If you didn't, you had to go and pump your water at the well. But sometimes some people was lucky enough to pipe it on the porch.
Would it ever get cold enough here for the pipes to...
freeze? Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah. I went crazy this last year, that cold spell. Burn out my hot water heater, burn out the pipes. Some of my work's still not done. Repair work.
What happened to the pipes? Did they?
So yeah, they'll bust. Especially if you don't let the water out of them. They'll bust with no water, but if you don't let the water out of them, they'll bust almost sure.
Well, you get your water through the... You turn on the water at the...
I got running water all over the house. I got a water pump in the backyard.
You turn water on at the what in there?
The faucet.
Okay, one out in the
sink.
Yard?
Yeah. I got one out in the yard where they water to wash the house or wash their car or whatever they want.
Okay, a place... Now, out in the yard, you detach a garden hose or where a fireman could hitch up to a fire hose to the what? To the house?
Well, we got just outlets out there, you know. Like at the clinic, we got one if we want to wash the house. But it goes inside, and they just put a double...
hook your hose up to the...
Yeah, to the faucet. You can hook it up to the faucet.
When they worked out in the field, or they brought water out to you in a cart or a wagon, the thing that they might bring it out in, a barrel would have a what in it? It would have a...
Well, if it'd be a barrel, it would either have a faucet or a...
Okay.
Plug hole, I forgot. Generally they don't do that.
Did y'all ever buy molasses here, Miss Connor?
No.
You did?
My father made it a few years, saved it, you know, from the sugar he made.
Uh-huh.
But we never... I don't say no. Maybe some people did buy some molasses for food, for feed, put on their feed. But to eat, occasionally maybe somebody did try out a pint or something like that.
They didn't like it?
No, because that's too black and too thick.
They like syrup better?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What did it come in when you bought it in large quantities? Did you ever see them have it?
No, I never did see nobody over here use it. No, I don't think my daughter ever sold it. Maybe, but I don't think so.
Bagasse? What was
bagasse? Well, bagasse was the grinded stalks of the grinded cane. When you'd grind cane, that's what would come out.
Did they do anything
with that? Make fertilizer, you know. Put it around their trees or things. No, they never did it. And I think there's, you know, uses for it now, but not in those days. You just throw your bagasse out in a pile and let it rot.
Okay. Now a barrel might have a kind of a narrow mouth